Members of the International Quartet on the Middle East, the United States, Russia, European Union, and the United Nations met at the UN Friday to discuss their stalled roadmap to Middle East peace. They appealed to Israel and the Palestinians to take immediate steps to implement the plan. Progress on the roadmap had ground to a halt amid a cycle of terrorist violence and retaliation since the quartet partners' previous meeting 3 months ago in Jordan. And there was a clear sense of urgency in both a joint statement and news conference by the four parties after their hour-long meeting at UN headquarters. The statement said the quartet views the current situation in Israel and the Palestinian areas with great concern, and said each party should do more immediately and simultaneously to address the core concerns of the other. They said terrorist attacks in recent weeks by the Palestinian factions Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade are morally indefensible, and they called on Palestinians to take immediate and decisive steps against those conducting and planning violent attacks. The quartet said it recognized Israel's legitimate right to self-defense in the face of terrorist attacks, but it said Israel must do all it can to avoid civilian casualties in any response and should take no action undermining trust, including deportations and destruction of Palestinian homes. The quartet members also reaffirmed that, in accordance with the roadmap, Israeli settlement activity must stop, and they noted with concern the construction of Israel's West Bank security fence, particularly as it results in confiscation of Palestinian land and appears to prejudge the borders of a future Palestinian state. Expressing his personal concerns at a joint news conference, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan warned that all those involved will pay a heavy price if the roadmap and its promise of a two-state solution to the conflict by 2005 cannot be implemented.
I would like to take this opportunity to remind the government of Israel and the Palestinian Authority and the entire international community that the only alternative to this two-state solution is long-term conflict and instability. It seems to me that bold steps in keeping with the roadmap are now necessary to salvage peace. Small steps have not worked.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, for his part, told reporters the roadmap remains a viable path to peace, though he suggested that peace efforts will largely remain on hold until Palestinian Prime Minister-designate Ahmed Kouraya can set up a new government empowered to shut down the extremist factions.
The roadmap is still valid, and we are now waiting to see whether or not the Palestinian people are able to put in place, through their own system, a prime minister who will enjoy political authority and control over all the security forces so that we can start moving again down the path laid out by the roadmap.
Mr. Powell said he agreed with Secretary General Annan, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov, and Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini, representing the European Union, to send envoys to the region more frequently in an effort to get the peace plan moving again. The quartet partners said they would convene again before the end of the year to review the situation. David Gullis, VOA News, the United Nations.